Welcome back to House of MNSM, our last 15 minutes here online. And we are going to be talking about some other stuff again. Are you guys with us again? Hello.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Well, we're going to talk about Claw a little bit. So Claw is coming up in April.
Yes, April. April cannot come soon enough already.
No, April? Not yet.
We'll be in
too much stuff.
I need to get
do.
This over.
Yeah. but before that, at the end of February, is it the end of February?
February 28th.
Master Noel and I will be going to Cleveland to...
I already told him.
Yeah, I know.
To go and see Sir Ben Feathers and Bob Milner's second contest. The name of their contest is...
It's the Cleveland Pup Contest.
Yes, in Cleveland. So we went last year. We were honored to be a part of the judging panel. So we're going to go and give our support to our brothers, our family members in Cleveland. And it'll be just a master and serves a little weekend away, so it'll be nice. While the boys watch the house, and we changed the code so the dungeon is totally locked.
No, they're grounded. They're grounded that weekend.
I'm sorry I was laughing, but I have the joke of the night.
Well,
how does Moses make coffee? He brews it. Isn't that good? It's stupid.
But there was no electricity then.
Master Noel, you're cute. It's okay.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. So, the puppy contest last year, we did dudge it. We judged it.
Yep.
This year, we're going to go as just participants that just hang out and see what
and watch and have fun.
Yeah, watch and have fun.
See how many other pups I can steal their underwear from.
Yeah, so we got to plan our little getaway.
Yeah, you're grounded. Then after that.
Again, we got to plan our little getaway.
Should you turn their mics off?
We'll just be having a little, you know, get-together at the house.
Yes.
There we go.
I turned Shannon's mic off.
Finally, she's been silenced.
What are you doing in Connecticut, Shannon?
Coronation.
Connecticut.
I think
Sir
it's the weekend
Enzo.
Before, but yeah.
She's highly involved in CT.
Connecticut.
Torture.
Yes, no.
So yeah, it's a court thing, boy?
Yes, it's coronation.
All right, cool. I don't know what that is. But
it's where they elect their new emperor and empress. Who?
So why do you guys go all the way down to Connecticut, boy?
It's a big fundraiser.
So oh, okay.
They're going to support the people who came here to support them.
Yep. Oh, that's cool. Okay.
And we pay, you know, like $1 billion, and it all goes to their charities.
Hmm. And cool. By doing that,
that's
you expect
really awesome.
They do the same thing and we'll come to their
exactly.
step down.
Yep.
That's neat. Okay.
And there was a big showing at our step down last year in Hamilton, so. Connecticut's fun. It's kind of like
was
being
the
in The Shining.
We went to last year?
Yes.
At the Hotel Sheraton?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah.
But it's like being really in The Shining because everything's so secluded in Connecticut. You can't do anything but stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for someone to go crazy and start killing
Red
people.
Red rum.
Oh, really? Eh?
Yeah.
Red rum.
Fun.
Cool.
Probably be me.
I'll give you the staple gun.
Oh, that's not
but
funny.
By then, it'll be torturous enough not to give her the staples.
Yeah. I'll mail her one. That's all you get.
One staple.
Use it well.
Choose well. So, Boy Neil, you've got your anti-violence meeting tomorrow evening, yes?
Stonewall Democrats Tuesday night.
Oh, okay.
We had our last anti-violence program, and we're working on stuff without dates yet.
Kind of stuff.
We are planning a big, huge summer picnic fundraiser we're going to be doing at one of the parks. You know, the biggest thing, which is all good news, you know, we now do have our full C01C3 standing, which means we are a legal non-for-profit in New York State. We have an attorney. We have everything done. So now we have been applying for grants and receiving some grants to get our people trained so we can start actually bringing people into the safe house because we
excellent
need people trained as social workers and counselors and things like that. And a great news too, our governor recently announced his budget plans in which he recognizes that one of the big areas that actually help the economy and help keep taxes down is by giving money to organizations non-for-profit organizations that help the community. And then he even gave the term of saying, such is where we will train more social workers to handle the social needs of our community. And we have a governor that's very behind it. So, I mean, that's real good. And so things are really moving along with the organization.
That's excellent. That's
now
really
that's
cool.
A pair of legs.
I had to do laundry this weekend. That's all I'm doing, laundry.
Alrighty. Are you licking that? Don't lick that leg.
Lick the computer.
Don't lick the screen. You might get a shocking
are we back
experience.
To this morning's conversation so quickly.
So, also, what? There's another contest we're going to talk about.
There is. Oh, there's one that you guys
October,
are going.
October. In October.
Oh, that's in October. Indianapolis.
Yeah,
Indiana.
Well, we'll talk about that one as we get closer to it.
8.5 hours away.
So, yeah, that's everybody in the family. You're more than welcome to come. It's a non-compulsory for the family. We're going to be trying.
Of the month, don't forget, will be gay bingo again.
Oh, yeah, that's
we
true.
We all missed it last month, or this month, because I was with boy Alex's family. but we will be there next month.
Okay, so it's the second Saturday?
Second Saturday of the month.
What's the theme?
It's some color. I don't know what it is. They have,
is it yellow?
Looked it up yet. It might be yellow.
Maybe we should try to get a whole bunch of people from the area here and go over. Because right after is Bear Night, isn't it?
Yeah, right afterwards is Bear
Night.
Yeah,
then we go to Almond Street, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So
there's another event court-wise coming up in Buffalo, too. The ICP Ball for the Imperial Court of Buffalo is next Saturday.
Is that at
the Hamlin House?
Hamlin House,
yeah,
which is right off
Allen. It's 25 bucks or 30 bucks, I think, for 4 hours open bar.
Oh, it's a great place, open bar, yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? You have 2 drinks there and you're fucking loaded because they make them like 18 shots per glass. They don't care.
Well, so you just make sure you have a DD, that's all, and not a DDD.
A driver's license.
Yeah.
That's a DD means drunk driver. No, that doesn't work.
No, a DDD.
Okay, so anything else we need to be talking about? I don't know. I think we're pretty much done. Follow us on Twitter.
Can I mention a show that's going on at the embassy tonight?
Yes.
Sure.
There's Frigid and Icebound Affair. It's an AIDS Network fundraiser. So they're raising money starting at 8 o'clock tonight at the embassy. It's hosted by Aliana Trix and Lena Over Dior.
So are you and Sir Mark going back out?
No. I would love to, but I've been at the embassy far too much this weekend.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they have a pretty extensive, like they have dinner and then they have a show downstairs and then they're moving it upstairs and there's just stuff going on all night.
How was your performance last night anyway?
It was a little painful, actually.
Why is that? Is it because
let me tell you about that.
So
yes.
Purple?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Your boobs?
But just so you know, I was getting dressed to go out on stage, so I put on like booty short underwear and I didn't think about it. I walked out of the back room and I was talking to, I think it was Felton and Ariana, and I'm just blah 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 and I look over at Felton and he's like this. And I'm like, what are you? I'm going to go put on pants. 1 second.
I fell off the bike at the gym about 10 times.
I caned Shannon's front thighs.
Yeah.
They were a little
bruised. And the breastises.
Yeah, but that wasn't the issue.
If you have any events that you would like to have advertised, you know what? Send them on into show at House of MNSM or really any Boy Shannon, Boy Alex, Boy Neil, Sir Mark, or myself, Master Noel, at House of MNSN, or Slave Wayne, even. He also has a House of MNSN. Mm-hmm. We'd be happy to talk and advertise them for you. If it's a charity event especially, we really like that.
I just found, if I might, Master, the color of Buffalo Gay Bingo, which is February 14th, is pink.
And remember, Slave, we have our pink shirts from last year.
We have pink shirts from
last year. Oh, no, the 14th, we can.
That's Sorenzo's party.
It's Sorenzo's party.
Where?
At his house.
Here, at his house.
He's got to go.
He's got to go.
What time's bingo at?
We'll discuss this off air.
All right, we'll do it.
But I do have to work it because I missed volunteering there last year.
Well, yeah, we missed that. We kind of need to throw presents. We'll see because, I mean, it's all good. So other than that, we want to thank everybody. Everybody that listening tonight, we do appreciate it.
And if you've been booted from Facebook, join the club. I guess a lot of people have. Oh, look at the timing! My computer just
it happened to me this week.
No, it really did. It just died.
Other than that, we again.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Listen to you.
No, my computer did that.
Okay. We will see you next week on houseofmnsm.com. Say bye, everybody.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Oh, good God. Goodbye.
You're going to play hard, play safe.
Oh,
be kind.
Like